It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This week, Milwaukee public schools are proposing a $1.6 billion budget for the next school year.
The budget is meant to address the district's deficit of $46 million, while also adding a number of new classroom positions.
At the same time, the budget would reduce district administration and assistant principal staffing.
MPS officials are presenting their new budget to the school board later today, with a vote planned later this month.
Brenda Caselius is superintendent for Milwaukee Public Schools. Superintendent Caselius, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
In the release on this budget, the press release, it describes this as an inflection point with the budget guiding its next steps. Big picture, what course do you see this budget proposal setting the district on for the future?
Well, you know, when I got here about a year ago, we had a pretty desperate situation with our fiscal office. And so we had to get that in order by finishing our three audits and then get clear sight of where we were at. In January, we saw that we had a pretty big deficit. And, you know, part of this work is getting that in order to move forward and pivot to the academic programming and get our kids what they need.
One of the tough choices described in the budget proposal, reducing over 100 staff positions, including assistant principals and administrative staff. Why look there for those cuts?
Well, you know, and part of our audits, the governor did an operational audit, and we did an HR audit, and we had our academic audit. So several audits that we did just on programming and operations showed that we were a little bit heavy on our operations side and at a central office, and a little light on the classroom side. So we wanted to get resources closest to our students and give them a fighting chance at getting the resources that they need to succeed and thrive in school and learn to read. As you know, Milwaukee public school students have a pretty low reading rate and grade level by grade four as assessed on the National Assessment for Educational Progress. And we want to do better by our students and get them reading on grade level. And this is part of that effort.
One of the goals is getting some more people in classroom positions. What kind of additions are you doing there?
Well, it's your teachers of record. They're the teachers who are right in front of our students, who give them the personalized attention that they need. As you know, we shifted to an academic literacy plan to comply with Act 10 within the science of reading. We got one of the best specialists across the nation to work with us on our literacy and to work with our amazing teachers. And we're really excited about these shifts to the classroom. And that is where we're headed over the next school year.
The teachers union, among others, have raised concerns that there are already challenges in filling existing in-classroom positions. Are you going to be able to fill these new slots?
Well, I think so. And we definitely want to ensure that we have a permanent, caring, licensed teacher in every single classroom. And we think that we have very competitive benefits and salary that will be wonderful for our employees. And it's a great place to work. Our teachers are very dedicated and committed to our students. And we hope that people will give Milwaukee Public Schools a look. And we have a year-round staffing strategy now that we're using to recruit and retain the best talent in Wisconsin.
The budget proposal offers a 2.63% cost of living pay raise for employees. A concern raised by teachers again here is that that doesn't come all at once. About half of it is delayed for later. They're saying, hey, this is going to cost us money by not implementing the full thing at once. Why that decision to stagger that cost of living increase?
Well, you know, we have this $50 million deficit and there's just no good solutions, you know. And I think one of the very hardest things I've had to do in my career was to reduce positions at the district level this past January, with 264 positions for the next school year being reduced. That was a very difficult decision to make. We have valued, dedicated employees who did great work with our students. We think all of them, or many of them, will be able to move into other positions within the district where those vacancies exist. And so it gives us great hope that they'll continue to work with Milwaukee Public Schools and will attract even new talent to the district.
We're talking about a new $1.6 billion budget proposal for Milwaukee K-12 schools with MPS Superintendent Brenda Caselius. Long-term, Superintendent Casellius, Milwaukee is dealing with a problem shared by small communities around the state, declining enrollment. Part of that is just because of demographics, changes in birth numbers in the state, also voucher schools drawing off some students. How do you see Milwaukee Public Schools adapting to that reality of lower enrollment?
Yeah, so, you know, that's been a struggle, not just for Milwaukee or Wisconsin. It's really a struggle across the nation that we're seeing these birth rates going down. And that means that you have a lot more underutilized buildings to have to cover the costs for. And then that makes it really challenging to staff as well and use your staff efficiently within the schools. So this is a struggle, not just in Milwaukee, but really across the nation. And then, of course, Milwaukee and all of Wisconsin has the choice options for parents to be able to choose their schooling for their children, and that creates a competitive environment. The fortunate thing for Milwaukee is that we have 60,000 students who are choosing other schools other than Milwaukee Public Schools. So that gives us at least some students in which to compete. And so we think that Milwaukee Public Schools have some of the best schools in Wisconsin, some of the best programming with our international baccalaureate programming, our Montessori programming, our career and pathway programming, NAF certification for students to go right back into careers with a certificate, and just really incredible arts programming throughout that our taxpayers have provided referenda for our students. So some really wonderful reasons why our families should choose Milwaukee Public Schools, and we plan on competing and having quality schools across the entire city of Milwaukee and some of our suburban districts who want to open enroll.
That said, there's been talk of closing some of Milwaukee's schools, including a consultant pointing toward closing some schools in predominantly Black neighborhoods, which received community pushback, of course. What are you looking at in evaluating the decision of whether some school buildings might need to close?
Well, I've been very transparent with our public since I started the superintendency here that we just have too much inventory in terms of our buildings. Plus, our buildings are about 85 years in age, and the average age of building across the nation is about 45 years. So we're getting to the, you know, end of life for many of our buildings. You know, replacing the boilers and the roofs costs a lot of money. So there's a lot of deferred maintenance in our schools, and just closing that inventory will save the district money over the next decade, and being able to reinvest that back right into the community, repurpose those buildings into affordable housing or other multi civic use. And, you know, I think that's a wonderful benefit to the community, and also can save us money and help us to better utilize our staffing within our other schools and maximize the support systems that we are able to provide children.
Now, big news in the year before you came on board at MPS, the DPI threatening to withhold millions from the school because the district wasn't reporting financial information, required financial information to the state. Is that problem fixed now?
That is absolutely fixed. And we were able to complete three fiscal audits. And, you know, there were some findings within those audits. So we've been able to reestablish the control environment, provide the additional personnel that we needed to provide and training. Within that, our accounting side of the house is doing really well. It's the budget side that we're working on right now to put in place those controls, to control for overspending, to make sure that we're working within our means and responsible budgets. We have to be good stewards of the public's trust, and that's what we're trying to do in restoring the fiscal health of the organization and of the school district this year, so that our taxpayers and the public knows that our fiscal house is in order and we have reestablished all of those controls.
Right. The district passed a referendum just a couple years ago by a pretty narrow margin. We had the failure to meet reporting standards. A lot of stakeholders, I think, whether we're talking state lawmakers, local residents who are paying taxes here, might have lost faith in the district's ability to perform as a steward of the financial resources provided to the schools. What do you say to those stakeholders to say, yes, you can trust us?
Well, I've been working hard over the past year with the staff at the district to be able to redemonstrate and to rebuild trust with the public around our fiscal house. And I think that with our release of this budget, they're going to see the fiscal prudence within the district. They're going to see us making the tough decisions. Our board has been tremendously supportive of that and understanding the gravity of the nature of the position that the district was in and the cleanup that we've done over this past year. And so I'm very proud of the team for really rallying. I'm proud of this board for making the courageous decisions. And I'm grateful to our employees who have made sacrifices so that we could be fiscally sound into not only this year, but into years coming, so that the cuts that will have to happen in the future years, and if the state doesn't continue to give us additional revenue to the students within the entire state of Wisconsin, I believe that we are going to be in a tough fiscal position, but because of the decisions we're making in this budget, it will not be as tough as it would have been in the coming years.
In our last few moments, there have been a lot of challenges, the budget, lead remediation, and more. But where do you see the biggest opportunities for improvement for the district in the year after this new budget gets passed?
Well, certainly I'm very excited to begin this pivot from cleaning up the district and the district's finances and some of the operations, particularly in our HR department, and two, and making sure that we're hiring. So I would say getting that permanent licensed caring teacher in every single classroom is one of my top goals and has been a top goal because that is the heart of the work. We already have some incredibly dedicated individuals and some of the best teachers in all of Wisconsin and the nation. And I'm just very proud of this district. And as we pivot and turn this corner, we're going to be focusing on students, our welcoming and safe environments, as well as making sure that they have the academic rigor that they need to read on grade level and succeed in life. And so just feeling really hopeful about the future for Milwaukee Public Schools as we pivot from this budget into next year, focusing on children, lowering our class sizes, adding additional teachers and paraprofessionals so that our students are supported, and really protecting those direct services to our students like physical education, music, art, PE, and some of our award-winning programs.
And we'll leave it there. That's Superintendent Brenda Caselius with the Milwaukee Public School District.